Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski joins us for our bi-weekly web chat, and we'll be talking about this Thursday's council meeting on the 17th. A number of items on the agenda. Certainly, a couple weeks ago wasn't the longest meeting, perhaps one of the shortest ones in recent memory.
Yeah, at the end of the meeting, all the councillors were looking around, and I believe someone said it was 18 minutes, so it was a short one.
This time around, though, before we get into the agenda, I understand Woodstock's police chief, just last night, in fact, gave, I guess, a positive that he'll be retiring at the end of this year, and in about 8 months' notice to deal with that, and the Police Services Board is already going to have to take a look at finding an ideal replacement. Give me your thoughts on Chief Rod Freeman and the time that he served as Woodstock's police chief.
Well, yes, he 37-year career, 22 years as police chief. He was with the Woodstock Police Department for 7 years. Was the first task he had was the amalgamation, or when the townships left and it became back to just the Woodstock City Police again. So he had to go through that. Certainly, there was a lot of high-profile investigations. He handled that well. Certainly, from the mayor's point of view, when we sat down in his office, we had a very professional relationship between as mayor and police chief. And certainly on the personal side, I think he's looking forward to retiring. He has two sons, Anthony and Jeremiah, that he's very proud of. His wife, Trish, is very active in the community. So he certainly has a well-balanced life. And I asked him last night at the board meeting, if he could do it all over again, what would you like to do? He said, I'd love to be a cop again. So he loved his career.
As far as the first task that you mentioned, and that's essentially amalgamating or reforming how police services serve this area, that's not a small task at all for someone walking into that level of the job, but certainly with his experience, that I'm sure was an assist to coming to the right decision.
Yes, because again, it's quite a difference between being a urban-rural police force and then going back to just an urban police force. It's a different type of policing that's required. So certainly Rod's background in Fergus and Orangeville was very helpful in that. But he also recognizes, certainly in the last couple years, that there's been a tremendous focus on police departments all over the province with budgeting and everything else. And so he was certainly, during the budgeting process, I saw him sweat going line by line in his budget, trying to find out where he can trim the budget a little bit. So, but yeah, his expertise certainly showed through.
To some of the items on this week's agenda, one of them, again, deals with the cycling master plan. How is that going?
Well, the cycling master plan, the consultant presented to council two or three meetings ago. The full plan, it's repeated in this agenda. It's about 180 pages. We put it out for public comment, and the comments back were that a lot of good ideas in there. So what it really sets up is the guidelines for city staff as to how to work trail or bike paths into the city. Fortunately, we've set aside over the next 5 years $550,000 from the gas tax money to go towards these sorts of programs. So there's the money there to start some of these initiatives. But these guidelines will provide staff with how do you put bike paths on Dundas Street? How do you put bike paths on Pittock Lake? How do you put a bike path on a Wellington Street versus a Springbank Ave? So it provides guidelines, and those guidelines will drive the staff forward. But at least it's a plan there, and now staff knows that, well, we'll see how many jelly beans the council gives us each year to proceed and certainly end up with a bike path system that the citizens can use that will get them from point A to point B easily in the city on the bike.
Yeah, that's the thing, point A to point B, because when you think about it, there's the recreation side of it and using the trail system, but there's also that person who might favor using a bike for whatever reason over driving a car because it's far more affordable. Having a bike lane on a Dundas or a Wellington or a Springbank, let's say, is a much different ask than, let's say, looking at trail infrastructure.
Yeah, certainly at the county, for example, they have a vision of someone riding their bicycle from Ingersoll to Woodstock. Well, there are very few that do that. Our concern was a family hopping on the bicycle and being able to ride the bike safely to the library or up to the community complex. So that's where our focus was, or the focus will be, is providing bike paths to those sort of areas within the city that our citizens use.
Business improvement is another one on the agenda. How's the BIA this week?
The BIA is probably... commenting on snow shoveling their sidewalks today. But one of the things that's on the agenda is we took a look at the downtown assets. You go back 15, 20 years ago, there was a major renovation. Dundas Street was dug up, and the present format that you see in the downtown was created. The province has come along and asked municipalities to do asset management plans, and that's what we've done in the downtown specifically. We're taking a look at their assets, what kind of shape are they in, what sort of maintenance is required to get them up to shape, what new should be built. And so, again, it's laying out a long-term plan. So in very simplistic terms, if there's 20 park benches, there's 20 benches in the downtown core, rather than just letting them all fall into disrepair and then putting 20 new ones in every 10 years, this asset management plan says, okay, let's replace two or three on an ongoing basis. And that little example is really what the province is trying to get municipalities to understand. We want you to spend money on a smaller basis to do ongoing maintenance, as opposed to having surprise infrastructure expenses 10, 15 years down the road. So that the master plan for the downtown, and again, it provides guidelines, but again, it's the province reminding the municipalities that you've got to do the ongoing maintenance too.
One more item that is just acknowledged on the agenda is that Rail Safety Week's coming up at the beginning of May. This is something that CN does really every year to get the public aware about safety around rail crossings. Woodstock, no different with our level crossings. I know cities like London have the same issues. A lot of southern Ontario cities do. But over the past couple of years, there's been a lot more added care taken to inform the public about some of the industrial matters. And that's in cities as a whole following disasters like Lac-Megantic even last summer.
Yes, the CN's their government affairs, and they have their own CN policing that works well with Woodstock City Police. They've indicated to us, look, if any citizen has any questions about the contents of trains going through the city, the speed of trains going through the city, please refer them to us because we're very concerned about that. When it comes to the public safety side of elements, we had a fatality a couple years ago, again, because we have a double sets of tracks. And so the greatest danger in Woodstock is not seeing the second train coming because of the first train. But CN is certainly trying to do their best to educate the public. They've become a major sponsor with the city at some of our summer events. And as a result, you'll see a CN booth down there where, again, the emphasis will be on rail safety and industrial safety.
So everything's back again on Thursday this week. For those who don't know, what is the time again? Council gets underway Thursday.
Council gets underway Thursday at 7 o'clock, and front row seats are free.
And Heart FM will be there. Thanks again, Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski.